From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the U.N. climate summit outside Paris.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources, not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
World leaders are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says the United States is deploying a specialized expeditionary targeting force to Iraq. The force will be in a position to conduct raids over the border into Syria. Carter testified before the House Armed Services Committee Tuesday.
These special operators will over time be able to conduct raids, free hostages, gather intelligence, and capture ISIL leaders.
Carter said the deployment is being done in cooperation with the Iraqi government. The Syria-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franken says the group has grown to about 2,000 adherents in and around the city of Sirte. This is VOA News.